Honor, salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance
to the flag, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, under old business, a repeal local law number 2 of 2013, tax cap override.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. New business, is that time? New business, Cumberland Farms project presentation. Tom?
Yeah, hold, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Only have a couple of things. Let's see, we had the Village Planning Board met on March 25th, which was, what, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? It was court night because, we met and Cumberland Farms representatives, which we have representatives here from Cumberland Farms, Chuck Meeks, from New Hartford.
First Hartford,
Who represents Cumberland Farms, and Tony Stellato from
CHA.
Creighton, or
Club Harbor.
Yeah. Club Harbor. Sorry, some consultants we work with. Sorry. What I was going to ask them to do, I can sort of just touch on some of the high points, if you want, or some of the sort of the major changes to the proposal for which the planning board did review and we did approve. And it was suggested that Lori Clark at the meeting. Lori suggested that we give a presentation to the village board so that you had time between now and the next formal village board meeting to take to consider the proposal as approved by the village planning board. So sort of starting off, the original building was structured to be, and I'll ask Tony to sort of join me, maybe we can sort of dog and pony this a bit. The original proposal was to have a building. This is sort of a pictorial of it. It was about 4,500 square feet. And that 4,500 square foot building would have required four variances. And through the workings of the zoning board, we were able to, and with discussions with with Cumberland Farms, essentially Cumberland Farms was able to come in with a different proposal, which actually shrunk the building to just under 4,000 square feet. I think it was,
3956?
3956. So in doing so, that obviously shrunk the size of the building. It addressed the height issue that was raised that would have required a variance. By shrinking the building, they were allowed to comply with the parking requirements, so they didn't need any additional or variance from the parking requirements. In addition to that, the setback, there was a parcel of land that was going to be acquired, proposed to be acquired by the Legion, or from the Legion, 513 square feet, which that was reduced down to 400.
I have a sheet on it in there, but...
So essentially what we did is we shrunk the size of the area that, or Cumberland Farms proposed shrinking the size of the area, and in doing so actually would then comply with the setback requirement of 5 feet from the edge. So from that perspective, they were able to deal with, without actually getting a variance, through site redesign, we were able to deal with the height issue, which was no longer 30 plus feet. It was able to be shrunk down to comply with and comport with the 20-foot requirement. The parking issue went away. The setback from the side lot on the Legion side went away. But then what we also discussion was to ensure that the Legion's lot, which is essentially a non-conforming lot as it stands right now, sort of putting Cumberland Farms aside, the size of the lot doesn't conform with the zoning. So Cumberland Farms was able to work out an agreement with the Legion and essentially swap the land out, and maybe Tony can get into this in a minute, so that the land that they would be purchasing to sort of clip off the corner of their lot, they were in turn going to be, land was going to be swapped to make up that exact sort of, the exact acreage was then going to be added on to the back, which actually, believe it or not, makes the lot even that much more conforming than what it was before. And it gives land available to the Legion for, in the event that they have to replace a septic system or something like that, at least gives them some additional land in sort of the back of the parcel to be able to, again, deal with the lot line adjustment and also to maintain the same size. It's just a different shape, for which we took care of through a lot line adjustment as part of the planning board's review. So with that, if you want, Tony, I can turn it over to you. Tony, sure. Can go through some of the sort of the specifics. I don't know if you got a...
There's a site plan behind it. Maybe it's a good
plan to... Bob, did you... Excuse me for a second. Bob, did you have any questions about the setback?
Yeah, well, I still have issues with the Legion piece.
Okay, well, at this point, if you want, I'll turn it over to Tony. He can run through sort of the particulars. And if you have any other questions or whatnot, we had two zoning board meetings. Mm-hmm. We had two planning board meetings. And a lot of the discussion, the issues and concerns that were raised at the zoning board weren't necessarily zoning board issues. They were issues basically for the village planning board. But we kept track of all that stuff, and I think what we tried to do or wanted to make sure is that all the issues and or concerns that were brought up were one way or the other addressed. So
yeah, I just wanted to make sure that Bob was kind of put out what he had. So first, so what kind of issue? So maybe he could address it.
Well, what's
your issue?
It's the 5'5" from the corner of the building to the property line, the existing American Legion.
Yes, I could put the site plan up permanent with the actual dimensions on it. That might be a better sheet to speak from. The actual dimension, not from the building, but from the property line.
Correct.
Is 5.5 feet.
5.5 feet between the corner of the American Legion and the new proposed property line.
That's correct.
Okay, so here's my issue. I mean, the American Legion falls within the general business district. And it's a 30 and 32 foot high building.
Correct.
Okay, so in the general business district, it gives side yard setbacks have to be 30 feet in total.
Right.
Okay. Rear yard setback has to be 5 feet for 20 feet. But then for each foot above 20 feet, the offset's supposed to increase by 4 feet. I believe that
the side yards are supposed to be 5 feet.
No. So side yards, unless otherwise specified, each structure shall have two side yards with a total width of not less than 30 feet. The width of the narrower two side yards shall be not less than 5.
Right.
Okay, but it also says that the height for each foot that a structure exceeds 20 feet, such structure shall be offset 4 feet from the property line, which means that the side yard increases by 40 feet because it's 10 feet over 20.
Okay.
So now instead of having 30, we need 70 on the American Legion property. The rear yard is now goes from 5, okay, to 45 feet. And I don't see where that falls in.
The way in which, just because we're redoing the swap there doesn't necessarily mean all of the requirements. That's a pre-existing building
right.
That was approved prior to...
It was never
right.
approved.
Right.
But it also says in section 120 that no building or structure shall herein be erected, nor shall any existing building or structure be altered, enlarged or moved, nor shall any lot, yard, lot width, open space, or yada yada yada, in any manner not in conformity with the lot area And it goes on to say that you can't make it any worse than what it already is.
Right, and actually I think in this case we're actually making it better.
How do you make it better? It had a 30-foot side yard, but it now only has a 5 feet 5 from the corner.
It actually had a 3-foot rear yard,
right,
along here, and the fire department concern was there's a emergency stairwell that comes out the back. Now I'm going to just slide the paper that I'm holding down to where the original property line is, so you can see it, and then I'm going to pull it back to where we're bringing it to.
So we're actually giving them more.
So we're increasing that rear yard. The narrowest point is actually not along the side, but it's a distance offset from the corner. That's where the 5.5 is. That distance is no less. It's actually greater than this entire existing distance along the property line. I understand what you're saying. It's an existing nonconformity that we're altering through this land swap.
Right.
And there will still be an element of nonconformity to that parcel, but we're not making it any worse. We're improving it somewhat.
So let's sort of play it out. Let's say Cumberland Farms didn't swap the land out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They would actually have less land for the back of their lot. They'd actually be in a worse situation right now. Let's be frank. Their parcel will not ever comply with the existing. As you said, it's been grandfathered.
Right.
So basically, those elements or the attributes of the building, you can't shoehorn something in that doesn't work anyway. So what we're trying to do is take the best of a situation where it complies with the setbacks on the side and actually allows for or gives additional land to the Legion in order to, again, as Tony mentioned, there were fire issues associated with that. If we did not make that adjustment, the Rich Elder had some issues with that. So we said, okay, well, let's make sure that we can address those issues, and by that land swap, those issues were addressed. So, again, I see where you're coming from on this, but to be quite honest with you, it's sort of immaterial, because you can't base the requirements on a building that was a grandfathered building.
I'm not basing it on that. I'm basing it on the law that's in place.
No, what you're doing is you're taking the building heights and requirements and applying those to something that was grandfathered. So if they took that parcel of land off, it would still be a non-conforming lot anyways.
Yes, it would.
So at the end of the day, what do we gain? Or what, I guess,
well, what's why, the, what's you're the saying point? It brings the lot size in to a further encroachment on the side of the building.
Okay.
So if it's anything, it's still a zoning issue that needs a variance.
I don't think it does. Unless council says otherwise.
I want to interrupt for a minute. There is a question out to our attorney.
Well, I asked 2 weeks ago, and we still have not heard an answer.
Right.
So.
So there is a question that's pending for him to get to us. So hopefully he will respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the question we've asked him. It's the last question that's sort of on the table here. So.
Okay.
So he unfortunately he's not here.
Any other questions?
No, that's always been my issue is the piece of property from the Legion.
Okay.
It's an existing
nonconforming. To be quite honest with you, the village planning board went through a lot of effort and worked quite a few hours with these folks to actually get a lot of things incorporated into this plan that, you know, for all intents and purposes, they've been very cooperative in doing that. So, you know, I understand that, you know, okay, whether or not it's a variance that needs to be required or not, I guess that answer still holds. But again, there's a lot of, and our approval was conditional upon
Well, I know you've worked hard, and I appreciate that. You know,
well,
I just,
you haven't been on the board long.
I have been asking well, that same question since the first presentation, and that question has not, to me, has not been addressed.
All right.
And I've asked the same question to the attorney.
Yeah, we give a variance for it. Then what?
If you get a variance for it, then you're good to go.
Okay. We haven't necessarily changed. Nothing's. It's more just ministerial.
Well, no, but the Zoning Board of Appeals has the power to grant variances.
Okay. Well, again, if there's an issue or concern, then as lead agency, the Village Planning Board will have to take that up. But at this point,
I mean, I still have that question out there. I mean, if the village attorney comes back and says, "Hey, I've reviewed this and this is in full compliance with the law," then that's the advice he's given to the board, and I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
But I mean, right now, I still have a problem with that. I see the property line coming into the building where it's already too close. So I look at that and I say it's making it worse than it already is.
Okay. All right,
well, I think I understand the issue, and I think if it's something that is determined, we need to go back to the Zoning Board of Appeals, and we'll do that. And I'm confident that we'll present the case for that variance, and we'll ultimately be back here. So maybe we'll go through the rest of it now and see if there's any other questions or issues, and we can come back to that and figure out where to go with it once you hear back from council.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sounds good.
Okay. So, assuming we've covered the parcel swap issue, maybe we'll just back up and orient a little bit. Albany Avenue, Chatham Street, and the existing store sits in this area right here. We are, through acquiring the Nassau Pharmacy, which sits in this area right now, to be demolished, are going to rebuild the store tucked back in this area of the site, and that's what you're seeing in the picture down here. The parking lot is going to be expanded a bit. The fuel island will be out front, about where it is now. More controlled access. We're going to close the access drives and make them more controlled, narrow them up, make them more reasonable with respect to controlling the in and out at each location. The fuel tanks will be new fuel tanks, obviously, state-of-the-art, double wall. With alarms and leak detection located in this area over here. We've got an outdoor seating area right here with some railing around it right here to keep people from contained to within the front of the store. The dumpster enclosure is over in this area here with screening around it. And we have, we're taking advantage of the green area behind the store to provide stormwater management, a detention basin, and it receives runoff from a pipe system that comes through the parking lot. We've got oil hoods in the catch basin so that the way it works is there's a hood on the outlet pipe. It dips down under the water surface, so the water level needs to rise up to a level so anything that's floatable, such as any oil spills, and we're talking about surface oil spills, something that would come out of a car, that would happen in any parking lot, would be trapped in that catch basin, and the clean water from underneath would be discharged to the basin here. We get infiltration in this area, and we're also controlling the runoff to the 100-year storm. Currently, the stormwater runoff is just discharged off the site. So this is an improvement we're making here. We've got a new septic system going out front. It's going to be in seepage pits under the parking lot. We've got good separation there. We've worked extensively with our neighbor, Mrs. Bombard, and we're providing landscaping along her property line. She's been concerned about the potential for light spillage into her building here. We've done a number of things, one of which is to have a photometric study done to show that there is no light spillage beyond the property line, and we've actually got the engineering drawings to demonstrate that what the illumination is and that it is zero by the time it gets to her building. And we've also done some work with her in relocating lights. We originally had a light here and a light here, and we've taken this light and we've moved it down around the corner just to try to make the light distribution, while it would work well for us and light the driveway parking lot, won't spill off onto her property. I believe that is those are the major points. So with that, I think I can take questions.
I just had a question. I mean, this past winter we had snow like we haven't seen in a while. You know, and we had a big pile of snow sitting on the corner of the lot down there. Mm-hmm. Okay. As I look at your drawing there, where are you going to put the snow? You're not going to put it on the tanks because you got to fill the tanks. You're not going to put it around the gas pumps. Are they planning on putting it in the back of them or taking it away? I'm just wondering.
I would believe, Chuck, that if we got a lot of snow, that it ultimately you would have something to take it away.
I mean, that big pile of snow sat down in the corner of that, which was hard to see going out for the longest time.
Which corner, American Legion side?
No, the other side. It's been like that for the last 3 years. So I'm just concerned you're going to have this nice store and you're going to have a 10-foot pile snow pile. Okay. So I'm just curious. I mean, is it going to be addressed where it's going to be carted away? Because I don't see any place where you're going to be able to push it with a parking lot there, you know, the cars.
Well, right now it goes right here.
Right here, and if you pulled the car there to get gas on the right-hand side, back out to get gas.
Actually, there is more area now.
Right, but you're still going to have a huge pile of snow there, having a hard time getting the sea out.
There is a little bit more green area here out front. I don't know that we'd want to pile snow out front. what you do have now, though, is you've got this driveway through here where the dumpsters are, and you've got a slip here, so you could pile some snow back in here if you wanted to. If we got a year of snow like we had this year, this was an unusual year.
I'm just concerned because I see on the door down there taking bids for snow plowing, mm-hmm. so for next year. So I think whoever's doing a bid for that should address that issue.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put the snow?
I think what we can do is we can, and I think maybe Chuck's making a note of it right now, to relay the message back to management
we've
got a concern about what we're doing with snow, and we'll make sure that it's addressed in the contract.
I hate to see a nice place get a big pile of snow in front of it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure it can be addressed, but I just wanted to make sure somebody knew about it.
We need to know those things.
Yeah.
Go forward.
Yeah. I know one year I complained, not complained, but went in and I said, you got to do something. It's hard seeing out of there. So, and that was on the sidewalk, right? The snow, there's a sidewalk there. The snow was on the sidewalk. So.
Right.
Do you know who plows it now?
I don't know. But, I mean, I'm sure you can figure something out.
Right.
Any other questions?
I didn't mention that the new store, and we didn't bring the photos of the inside of the store, but the new store is going to offer expanded services. It's going to be more of a more selection, more of a convenience store. It's going to be, I think, a convenient thing to have on the corner. I think it's going to get a lot of use, and people will be happy to see. There'll be a red box there, and it's going to be a huge improvement and I think a real nice feature of the neighborhood. We're glad that we can, that we can do this.
So I was just going to say some of the issues that were brought up by Mary Bombard were, just in addition to the lights, I think all the other issues that she brought up have been addressed. So from that perspective, when the demolition gets done, we asked them or requested they do a phase one environmental assessment for lead and asbestos. There is asbestos in the in the building, so that will have to be removed prior to it being demolished. When the building does get demolished, they agree to do pre-demolition pictures and inspection of Bombard's property, just in case there, for whatever reason, there was an issue where any movement of the earth on the from the pharmacy perspective would somehow, some way affect her property. That's all been taken care of as well. I don't know, Tony, if you want to put up the pull that one off, the access to and from her property. They've put up some additional vegetation to prevent or to dissuade folks from cutting through the back there. So every issue and or concern that was brought up, I think, has been addressed. And the fire, everything's been dealt with from the fire department's perspective. DOT provided comments, so we required them to modify the, as Tony pointed out, the entrances to comport with DOT. We've coordinated with DEC, with SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office, to make sure there's no issues there from a you know, you're finding artifacts as you're demoing, so that's been addressed. DEC's, has regulatory permitting authority from the tank's perspective. We've addressed pretty much every concern that they brought up. Rensselaer County Department of Health has already issued an approval for their septic system. The County Planning Department has also weighed in on this. We've addressed any concerns that they brought up. So just so that everybody understands, notwithstanding the variance issue, there's a lot of other stuff that goes involved. This is, you know, this is one element of many elements of a project of this size. So folks on the board need to be aware of that.
We're also replacing the sidewalk along the project frontage too.
And
we feel that that's going to be a big improvement right in that corner.
Okay, and that's responsibility for cleaning the sidewalk would be for Cumberland Farms. So if you're going to put a bid out for your snow plowing, then the sidewalk would have to be probably included in that.
So there's not one now, right?
There is.
There is.
And it's not shoveled. So I'm just saying, you know, this should, you know, if you want a correct bid for snow plowing, it should include the sidewalks. Is our mailbox still going to be there?
The post office box.
Well, yeah, it would have to be the right one.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Is that going to be concrete sidewalk, or you don't know?
Yes, it's going to be concrete.
What's the timeline for the construction?
Well, it depends on how this variance thing winds up. Because originally, we would, with final approval, we got a 30-day appeal period. So it would have put us into March, to May, get our building plans together, start the building permit application process, and we had a date of October 6th start date. We've got some time we got to deal with the pharmacy notices for her getting out and finding a new place like that. So that's the biggest lead time on that, with that and, of course, the DOT permits. But those two kind of coincide with each. It just depends how we have to go another month or not.
What's the total time you're going to be constructed?
It takes about 115 days of construction. You know, if we were to start in October, we at least want to get, well, in Connecticut, we get pavement down and a little bit of Thanksgiving, but the key would be getting the asphalt down before.
Depends
we have
on when
time.
The batch plants close. You right. know, some, right, some right. years we can pave into December, and some
right.
years we're
it
done.
Depends on that.
November,
if we go any later, then we'll have to start next year sometime. So.
And the folks that are working there will be employed.
Yeah, they keep on employed. Just put them in those storage units. Like that, so it's not
that's good.
I want to thank you, Tom, for all the hard work and all the zoning board appeal. Okay.
These guys have been great accommodating so that we've avoided, a number of issues and concerns. I mean, at this point.
I was hoping Dave would be here tonight.
Because I think we want to be sensitive to folks' schedules and stuff like that. This request was made, 3 weeks ago and hadn't heard anything. So
Charlie's out of town, and I'll call Dave first thing in the morning.
I mean, I work for government myself, but at the same time, we try to be responsive.
So can I just ask what could happen on Wednesday? What are the possibilities for Wednesday night now?
Well, I would think that the possibilities would be we could refer you back to the zoning board. That'd be one thing that could happen. Okay. We could vote to approve. I mean, those are basically the two things that could happen at this point. I think that's the only question is really that whether you need a variance for the remaining issue.
Okay.
Does everybody agree with that? I mean, I don't want to just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could we hold a special meeting to approve the third of the
episode? Yeah, no.
Yeah, and if
we can hold a special meeting.
Yeah. So once that, whatever issue got resolved, we could just schedule a meeting. We need a few days, but.
Okay.
Is there a specific variance that you're looking?
The setback variance.
Just a setback thing. Where on the American Legion property.
Which setback?
The side yard.
The side yard. Rear yard setback to the American Legion building from their property line.
This line here?
Yes.
So the argument, Bob's point is that it needs to be 70 feet, a 70-foot side yard total.
Well, that's what it's called.
This 70 feet right here?
Well, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
But this had...
It's nowhere close to that. It was never even that big.
This had given. Property came all the way back here, so it had a full side yard setback, and then it had a rear yard there.
So you're saying 70 feet from here to here?
I have an issue with this, right?
I understand that the issue is the legality of
and if it takes a variance, why go through all of this and then just say, oh, we aren't going to worry about that? I mean, if it takes a variance, get the variance. Well, I mean, I have been asking that question since the first day they brought this. I mean, I think you can say.
No, what your
that was my first question was.
What your question was is the Legion should be requesting a variance, and that's not how it
well,
works.
Yes, and it was explained to me, right. But the issue still remains.
Because they are over 5 feet here.
Exactly,
they
right.
So they meet
but
that.
They don't meet that because of the height requirement. It adds. But that's what the law says. You can't just say, well, it's never going to happen.
No.
There's a process.
I'm not an attorney, but you know, if my father was, maybe some of that stuff rubbed off. But that's not the way I would interpret it.
All right. Well, we'll wait. I'll get a hold of Dave tomorrow. I'll call him.
At this point, the village board has approved it, conditional upon the variance. So at this point, the village board, the village planning board has given its approval. So I will make the recommendation. I'm not going to spend another night coming on Wednesday to do the same thing. So at this point, the village planning board makes a recommendation to the village board that this project be approved pending the variance. Thing. So you don't need anything more from the village planning board. At this point.
And then Charlie will be here, and Dave will be here, and we'll have it.
Well, right. I, like I said.
Anything else for us?
I don't have
any. None for me. Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Could we see a picture of that? I will, before you leave, they have some other business to do, so what I can do is just take a quick
there
back here.
Yeah.
Just take a look at it. Sure.
Just continue.
My next on the agenda is resolutions for the year. I could read each one. First resolution, that the village clerk be designated to collect taxes. The motion on that?
Make the motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next motion, that the regular meetings of the village board will be held on the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the village municipal building. Attachment number one.
Maybe. That's the list of dates.
Yep. I'll make the motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Third resolution, the first NAG will be designated the official depository of the village and the following banks can be used to bid investments and borrowings, MBLA class.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That Mayor Collins and Trustee Clark be authorized to sign checks in the absence of a treasurer, checks required for signatures.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next resolution, that the first three Tuesdays of each month be designated as village court nights at 6 p.m.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
to designate the Record as the official newspaper.
Make a motion.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
To give the advance approval of payment and claims to public utilities, postage, freight, and express charges.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Here to the New York State Office of State Controller's mileage and lodging reimbursement rates.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
To authorize the clerk, treasurer, mayor, and trustees to attend the Clerks Association and Fall Training School, as well as other municipal seminars and conferences, and Tony and Defer and Jay Kevlin to attend the Rural Water Association, American Public Works Association.
Make the motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Post a notice of final assessment roll in the Record.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Post notice of budget hearing in the Record.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Review procurement policy.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
2014-2015 certified payroll.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next two resolutions, N&O, implement meeting procedures, attachment, implement public meeting procedures. I'd like to table that until Wednesday's meeting. Anybody have? Okay. And P, authorize the mayor to sign municipal corporate resolution.
So I just want to explain that one.
Please.
Okay. So what that is MBIA, the class, as you can see here, has an amendment to our agreement. So they're asking everybody who deposits into there to approve the amendment. So if you want to just read it over, although it has a date of, I forget, like March 14th. We just received this, so they're giving us time to review the agreement and make the resolution. So what it is, if we don't agree to their streamlining process, they'll deem us whatever non-compliant and send our money back to us. So it's
to our benefit.
It's our benefit to approve the amendment. So I'd like to make the motion to authorize the mayor to sign it.
Have a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, resolutions are passed. The next is the appointment of the mayor. Deputy Mayor Randy Howard, B, Acting Village Justice Mark Greenberg, Treasurer Wendy Ashley, Clerk Melissa Turner-Bowen, Water Commissioner Randy Howard, CEO Commissioner Charles Collins, Animal Control Commissioner Charles Collins, Street Commissioner Robert Blenny, Assessor and Refuge Lori Clark, Police Public Safety Commissioner Gaetano Forte, Budget Officer Lori Clark, Planning Board Member Joshua Clegg, term ending 2019, Planning Board Member Morgan Maldoff, term ending 2015, Zoning Board Member Mark Taylor, term ending 2017, Historic Preservation Committee Keith Pryor, term ending 2019.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor?
No, second.
Oh, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next on the agenda, next on the agenda is audit bills. Bills number 345 to number 366 in the amount of $6,236.66 in the general fund and $2,755.66 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Before we adjourn, I'd like to welcome Robert Plenty to the Board of Trustees.
Welcome back.
I should have said that at the beginning.
Welcome back.
And Guy, thank you for your next 4 years of service.
Sure.
Do you want to open up for public?
Yeah, we should do public.
Yeah, just.
Okay, any public comments before we close the meeting?
Keep the good work up.
John, would you
want
to have the audience? We'll have to.
Keep that. There you go. I didn't mention the sidewalks.
I listen, John.
You know, talk about snow. I think up okay. at school there, when it piles of snow, the way it runs down through that hill.
I know.
I make a motion we adjourn the meeting at 8:10.
Second.
All in favor?
Guy. Randy.
Guy.